I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Ethiopia, a civil war has killed hundreds and displaced thousands. The Ethiopian government has given leaders of the mountainous Tigray region an ultimatum: surrender in 72 hours or face an all-out assault on the capital city of Mekelle. Ethiopian military leaders have warned civilians to flee, saying there would be no mercy and promising to surround the city with tanks. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says he worries for the safety of Christians during this tumultuous time. Even before the war, persecution of Christians in Ethiopia had increased this year.
Depending where they are in the country, that might be radical Muslims. It might be radical Orthodox who are upset about the growth of the evangelical church.
Pray that believers would embody the hope and love of Jesus in a very dark time for Ethiopia. And Sammy Tippett Ministries is about to begin a month-long series of videos that will culminate in a Christmas livestream event. These videos will be available in 13 languages, and the primary platforms are Facebook and WhatsApp. Sammy Tippett explains the format for the evangelism training videos leading up to the Christmas event.
What we'll have is a once-a-week longer video that will give instruction and teaching. Then we'll have a short video clip, 3 to 5 minutes follow-up, from each point of that longer video for the week.
The team's working on developing more follow-up to the live stream event, so pray that some of the viewers would come to know Christ and that others will grow in their faith over the next month. The details on this program can be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.